From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Along the border between Israel and Lebanon, there was a third day of airstrikes and heavy shelling. There's no sign that either side will let up. On Wednesday, Hezbollah captured two Israeli soldiers. Israel launched a campaign to secure their release. That campaign has widened. Israel has imposed a land, sea, and air blockade around Lebanon. The airport is unusable. The Israeli military has sealed off Lebanese ports with gunships and has bombed the main highway leading from Beirut to neighboring Syria.
In southern Beirut, the home and office of Hezbollah's leader were destroyed. Hassan Nasrallah said his group is ready for, in his words, an open war with Israel. At nearly the same time, the Israeli military confirmed that one of their naval gunships off the Lebanese coast was attacked by an unmanned Hezbollah aircraft drone rigged with explosives. The extent of the damage is unclear. The ship has been sent back to Israel. We'll hear from Israel in just a moment. First, NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut.
After a night of punishing Israeli airstrikes, Lebanese families began moving out of neighborhoods of southern Beirut today. Israel has focused its attacks on this predominantly Muslim district, which is a traditional stronghold for Hezbollah. Wealthier locals checked into the city's high-priced resorts, which were recently emptied by a tourist exodus from the country. Hundreds of poorer Lebanese families took shelter in the classrooms of schools like this one, where they were given foam mattresses and some food.
Began morning, I coming to here.
And you?
With my parents.
Me?
31-year-old Afifa Omar came here this morning with more than 20 relatives after the Israeli bombardment led to a terrifying sleepless night for her and her three children. But even here, they are not safe from Israeli attacks.
Family name? Family name Omar.
Afifa
The nearby airstrike triggered panic in the school. Moments later, a second explosion prompted a woman to faint as children began to wail. Meanwhile, in Beirut's southern suburbs today, road crews worked to clear the rubble after a series of airstrikes last night collapsed two bridges and left huge craters in several busy intersections. Lebanese soldiers stood alongside bearded, plain-clothed members of Hezbollah here, securing a perimeter around the craters. Later, a truck outfitted with loudspeakers showed up with a Hezbollah member on board who promised victory over Israel. As usual, civilians appear to be bearing the brunt of the rapidly escalating war between Hezbollah and Israel. An Israeli airstrike last night in South Beirut blew out many of the windows of the Sahel General Hospital. Rabi Awada is a nurse here.
It was terrible. It was terrible, unnecessary, terrible bomb yesterday. Absolutely unnecessary because the bridge was 10 meters or a couple of meters away from a hospital. A civilian hospital, we're not a military base here.
Doctors at this hospital have treated more than 20 civilian victims of last night's bombing raid, including Iyam Hazimi, whose back and legs were broken when her car was hit by one of the explosions. The next room over, Ibrahim Ayid bled on his pillow from shrapnel wounds he received to the face last night. The 31-year-old hairdresser says as part of the campaign to free two captured Israeli soldiers, Israel is killing and injuring innocent people who do not support Hezbollah.
Because of just two people, you know, how many have been killed? 100 have been killed and 200 have been injured.
This evening, Beirut's normally boisterous streets were empty, shops and restaurants closed, as residents braced themselves for another night of bombing. The airstrikes have deprived much of the city of electricity. Pink tracer bullets periodically blossomed up from southern Beirut as Lebanese anti-aircraft fire targeted distant Israeli warplanes. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.